The Critical Mass Summit is a two-day event designed to empower and connect women and other underrepresented genders with the trails, cycling, and active transportation community. The inaugural event includes virtual sessions on Friday and in-person outdoor experiences Saturday in Northwest Arkansas. It's hosted by Bike NWA, NWA Trailblazers, and Bike POC. Yesterday, I spoke with two of the event's organizers, Bea Apple and Kim C., about the inspiration for this weekend's summit.
Since Kim and I have been working in kind of like this advocacy space for the last year or so, but we've been doing it for a long time, just unofficially. I think we've just known on a personal level that aside from, you know, just like this intellectual, like academic understanding about all the issues, like there also needs to be kind of like this like body connection, like in order to like heal from trauma and to like be able to push through uncomfortable feelings. So I think, and especially like with what we do in the outdoors, we know like how effective and transformative being outside and moving your body is for just living life. And so we wanted to create an event that kind of combined the two things.
There are a lot of bike-oriented organizations that are helping put this on, but coming to the event, I don't necessarily have to just be focused on being a cyclist.
No, not at all. I mean, it's, you know, the social change, it helps by empowering. These sessions will help empower women, and you don't need to know how to ride a bike or get on the change, because it's applicable to your professional life or your personal life. But it also helps to understand how the trails and cycling and active transportation is relevant to your work in your personal life.
Yeah. And I think something that we have seen, like just our time in like this cycling ecosystem, is that, you know, it needs to change in terms of its inclusivity. And so this is one of the ways that we're doing that, by intentionally bringing a lot of different organizations together and women who, you know, they don't even consider themselves cyclists, but to bring them to the table to help them understand why it's important to be advocates in this space.
And how did you two get involved in cycling yourselves? What's kind of your personal story there? And then how did that lead to the creation of Bike POC? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You go first.
I have loved cycling, riding a bike ever since I was a little girl. I would watch Tour de France and think that was so cool to ride around in a different country. I didn't realize when I was a little girl that they were these professional athletes. I thought they were just riding their bikes. And so I got on my bike and I would ride. And I moved to Northwest Arkansas in the mid-90s, and we didn't have any soft surface trails or any kind of really cycling infrastructure at all, but I still got on my bike, and it was really scary at times. I started mountain biking actually before I moved here. And so as soon as those first trails were put in, I felt like the sole female and the only person of color on the trails with a lot of dudes. And I just kept on riding and didn't deter me from riding because it was so fun. And then I met B and she's like, I want to ride, teach me to ride. And so we got on the trails together for the first time for her with riding. And I think she was hooked right away.
Yeah.
And then I'll let B take it from here, how my thought got started.
Yeah. So Kim and I, you know, years prior to starting Bike POC, like we had just been riding together. She helped me get my boys into mountain biking. And we've been friends for a while now. But really what precipitated Bike POC was, you know, it was the summer of 2020. We were all going through COVID, and it was, we were all kind of dealing with the effects of George Floyd, just kind of having our own reckoning within ourselves, but then also with our community. And what we saw was that, you know, we had been working within these different organizations, just, you know, showing up to photo shoots, and because we knew how important representation was. And so we had been working in that space already unofficially. And, you know, just having conversations and talking about why representation is important. And, you know, these are the barriers and these are our concerns. And we had been doing it within the system for years. But I think with George Floyd and seeing, you know, kind of the whole nation galvanized towards like really being out front and speaking our truths and not being afraid to be forceful, we really saw that there was a need for us to actually step out from behind the scenes and lead and actually say the things that no one was saying yet, and to be absolutely clear about our intentions and our beliefs, and not be afraid to say Black Lives Matter, and not be afraid to talk about issues of racial injustice in a more public way. Because I think part of it was, you know, Kim and I, one of our biggest dream scenarios is that we are able to ride bikes with lots of people of color. That's because we know how much it's done for us personally. And so we want to like create this community where people who normally don't, who look like us and who normally haven't felt safe or included, or were intimidated by the sport, and you know, how we just wanted to create a safe space for that. And so that was kind of it. We were inspired by what we were seeing around the country, and we were like, okay, it's time for us.
Absolutely. So there's that active transportation component of the summit, but then you also have the social change, which you've sort of just touched on with your own personal story. But in the context of the summit, how do you tackle something so large as this idea of social change? Because it's not something you can do tomorrow.
Right.
Right. So we're just breaking it down into small, bite-sized topics, so it doesn't overwhelm the attendees, but help inform them. So we have some really good speakers that are attending this, and they're the experts in their field in these topics, like organizing community causes, engaging with the local politicians, and really giving the attendees the tools to educate their community and empower at the local level, because we know that that's where the direct change is made.
Yeah, and I think one of the ways that we're tackling just this broad idea of social change is by bringing together women across all of these nonprofits, because they all exist in their own spaces and are doing all their different things, and they absolutely 100% need to continue that work in their spaces. But what we're trying to do is give the women working in these organizations mechanisms and process for engaging in whatever work it is that they're doing. You know, the summit's really here to educate women working on all these different spaces on the importance of advocacy around infrastructure, active transportation, safety, pedestrian, and trail infrastructure. But the second piece of it is like, let's talk about the how we do it. Instead of like staying up in this area where it's like all ideas focused, let's talk about like, you know, what are the ways to break down a big problem or break down one specific initiative that you're working on? And again, it's so relational, like let's get it down to like the real, like the root of it, and start from there. Start from the connection that you make with the woman working in fair housing, or start with, you know what I mean? So it's really just like this idea of breaking it down to these one-on-one relationships, and then having experts in community organizing and active transportation guide us through what's the step-by-step way to do it.
And say I listen to this interview and it sounds interesting, but I'm like, well, maybe it's not for me. I'm not really an activist, or I'm not really a serious cyclist. You know, who is this for? Who would you invite to participate in either the virtual or in-person component of this?
All women are invited. yeah, cis women, trans women, women of color, non-binary community, and those that are who are otherwise marginalized. We just want to bring all women who are interested to the table. You don't have to even think about active transportation or cycling, you know, because there's more to the outdoors and there's more to social change. It's the active transportation cycling is just the tool to bring us all together.
Yeah. And I think if you break it down to, if you think about active transportation as like human, another word for it, that it's called human powered transportation. So it's like, if you walk, ride to school, to work, or you want to be able to get to your places safely and in the way that you choose, you're invited. So I think it is very broad because, you know, active transportation is one of those things that like typically people think is like a very wonky, like very specific subset of people. But like if you are, you know, working an hourly job and you don't have a car and you need to be able to either ride your bike or walk to work, but there's no safe way to get there, this summit is for you. Because like, again, this is about you bringing people together who typically have not had a seat at the table in terms of like deciding where infrastructure goes. We're really here to say, we want you there because we know that we all need to be giving input on how our communities are built to make sure that they're serving us. So it's really, if you live here and need to get from point A to point B, and you're a woman and you're like wanting to build relationships with other people, this summit is for you.
That was Bea Apple and Kim C, two organizers of the inaugural Critical Mass Summit taking place July 23rd and 24th. Registration and more information is available at criticalmasssummit.com.